Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Bad Axe hanging on to a mere 2-point lead after leading by as many as 16. Ryan Brown from the sideline. Take it away.
Coach Pinnell likes the way his defense is playing. He's not going to change anything up. Full court zone pressure, fall back into a man-to-man defense and stay aggressive through the last 3:09 in the game. Hope they get some more turnovers and keep Bad Axe out of rhythm like they have shown the past few minutes in this fourth quarter.
Thank you, Ryan Brown, especially with two of their starters on the bench fouled out. That will definitely take them out of the rhythm as Messing passes this in with the labor. So wide open, Bailey Hines gets across, and the Cascades trying to come with a trap, and they get a labor to the right wing.
Cascades was showing more than just a token press this time.
Labor in the corner, being guarded by Erlip, up to the right wing, top of the key to Messing. Messing being guarded by Dixon from a distance. Out of the key, dribbling around, 2:45 left in the fourth. Labor now with it, as they're going with that lead over to Messing to the left wing. Messing back to the top of the key, Lane acting as the point guard here, or the title Labor in the truck corner for two, it's good. Tyler Labor now with his 7 points of the night, gives the back a 4-point lead for the Hatchet. Bad Axe hanging on with all their might. Bethrell, top of the key, over to number 14, into Erla. And he's charged with the offensive. Mason Erla lowered the shoulder going into the paint, and Bad Axe was all over it. And that is the fourth foul against Erla, sixth against Cass City. And so Bad Axe will get the ball 90 feet to their own hoop, right to left across the radio. Cass City showing press yet again. Into Tyler Labor, over to number 11, Jared Brown, and he is fouled. Fouls on number 14 of Camp City, Kyle Ross, his first, team seventh, so going to the line, shooting one, is number 11, Jared Brown. He's missed 3 free throws on the night, hasn't made a single one of them.
Well, it's money time. Let's see what happens.
Better be. Mark Shelton sits down. Offense for defense here as Tristan Kuhn comes in. Bad Axe retreating, leaving Jared Brown all by his lonesome like it's the Alamo. .214 left in the fourth, 51-47, Bad Axe leading. Roller coaster of a game. Free throws up, no good. Rebound Mason Erla. Here comes the hat. Here comes the Redhawks. 2:10 left in the fourth. Guthrell with the ball against Bailey Hines, dribbling to the left wing, picks up his dribble right there, back at the top of the curtain position. Over to Kuntz, right wing. Dribbles back at the top of the key. Everyone on the outside. Earl is at the high post. Dickinson cuts out to the right wing. Up to Erla, top of the key. Over to Kyle Ross, top of the key. To Guthrell for 3, that's not the key, no good. Rebound Dickinson, he can't hang on to it. Ball's out of bounds and a good effort. May have hurt his back a little bit there. Gets up, no problem. Out of bounds, Bad Axe ball.
1:41 to go.
Hang on to your seats, folks. Turn up that radio loud and don't drive off the road. We've got a barn burner going on in Kansas City. Bad Axe needs to get the ball in on the fourth count. They finally do some Messing. Going against Dickinson, Messing. Just across half court. 90 seconds to play in the fourth. 4-point game. Bailey Hines, right wing. Up to Brown, and Cassidy Call, he's charged with a foul as number 14, Kyle Ross, was all over him.
That's Kyle Ross' second.
Team's eighth, so they send number 11, Jared Brown, to the line. He hasn't made a free throw in 4 tries.
Oh, that's exactly what Coach Pernald wants. I mean, as soon as the Jared Brown had the ball,
and he missed that one, and rebounded by Erla. 83 seconds left in this game, and Kansas City calls a full timeout. And that will be their not sure on the timeout situation there. We are inflicting with what the table says. We'll stick with you on this one. Ryan Round will be listening to the Bad Axe title. Like we say, we have a four-point game. Bad Axe leading 51-47 with a minute 23 left in the fourth quarter. Clark Ramsey, John Mooney, and Ryan Brown with your call.
Clark, anytime Jared Brown touches the ball for the Hatchets, he's going to be fouled at this point in time.
He's 0 for 5 from the free throw line in this game. 0 for 2 in the fourth quarter, doesn't have a single point in the game. Cass City was trailing at halftime by 6, trailing by 7 after 3, and now they're down by 4 with a minute and change left.
Tyler Labor's 16-foot jump shot when Bad Axe is trying to run off the clock, that had to be the biggest shot of the night. Almost like he has ice water in his veins because it looked like Coach Krug wanted to go ahead and look for a drive, an uncontested layup. But Tyler just went ahead and squared up, hit the shot, looked really good.
And Ryan Brown, fresh from the Bad Axe huddle, take it away.
Coach Krug is going to tell his team to keep good floor spacing because they know they're going to get fouled. So they want to screen away, screen away, screen away, open up the floor, get the ball in button, and stay under control and no turnovers.
Thank you, Ryan, for that. Cassidy coming down the court. Number 11, Dakota Harrell being the quarterback / point guard. Into Kuntz in the right post, puts it up, and he's fouled on the way up. And Kuntz will be going to the line 4-2. Kuntz has not shot a free throw on the night yet. On the arm, 2 free throws coming for him as the foul is a charge against Devin Jurgis, his second. And that is Bad Axe's 10th of the half. So double bonus the rest of the way out here.
First free throw for Tristan Kuntz.
Taking his time to the line. The righty puts it up, and this one's off the front of the iron. No good. Mark Shelton replaces Dakota Hartle, offense for defense, defense for offense. Minute 12 left in the fourth. Still that four-point game, 51-47. Free throw is up. This one is good. Three-point game. Tristan Kuntz with 13 points of the night. Makes it the biggest one count when it needs to.
That's important. Now we have a one-possession game.
And Kuntz checks out. And Bad Axe has the ball 90 feet from their own hoop. Jurgis passing this one in to Hines. Trying to get the court as fast as possible. Now slows down, retreats, and gets across the timeline against Mark Shell. 1:05 left in the fourth. Hines at the top of the key. And we have a reaching foul called against Shell. His second. Team's nine. Still a 1-1 situation. And so Bailey Hines goes to the line, shooting 1 and perhaps a bonus. Kuntz comes in for Shelton. And Hines is all alone. That's just a bunch of white jerseys around him.
You know, there's a philosophy on that, I guess. Sometimes the players who are shooting are comfortable with having players down there. Others not.
And the free throw is no good. Rebound comes to Cassidy's number 14, Cal Ross. Less than a minute to play. It's a one-possession game. Cuthrell against Hines. Dribbling across the timeline. Top of the key. 50 seconds left. Cuthrell, by the left wing, picks up his dribble over to Kuntz. Stop the key now to the right wing. He's guarded by Messick. Drives into the free throw line. Picks it up down to Erland at the right post. And he goes up with a shot. And he is fouled. Was a clean block, but it was from behind. So Erland will go to the line shooting 2. The foul is against number 11, Jared Brown, his third for the Hatchets. And double bonus regardless. So Erla at the line, who is perfect 4-for-4 so far, trying to make it 6-for-6 and make it a one-point game with 40.7 seconds left. Free throws up. This one's no good off the back of the net. Three-point game.
That's uncanny how that works, isn't it?
Shelton replaced with Kuntz on defense. Second free throw coming here for Erla. And this one is good. We have a two-point game. 40.7 seconds left. Messick needs to get this one in. Gets it into Labor. And Cassidy retreats. 37 seconds left. They nearly lose it. Over to Hines at the timeline in the corner.
Ball's in the icebox now.